It's a narrative often repeated that Amazon is killing bookstores. Over the past decade, big chains like Borders, B. Dalton, and Walden Books have all closed their doors. But the number of local independent bookstores has increased nearly 50%. In our week-long series, The Business of Books, KJZZ's Christina Estes reports on the local landscape. And first up is the Valley's oldest independent, Changing Hands Bookstore.
Hello?
Standing on a small stage, Gail Shanks clutches a microphone, faces dozens of people, and asks for forgiveness.
I've been an emotional wreck all day today.
On a Saturday afternoon in April, customers and employees raise champagne glasses to celebrate Changing Hands' 45th anniversary.
Cheers.
I was thinking that we were going to do a bookstore for 1 year.
That was in 1974. Shanks joined Tom Broderson, who has since retired, and Bob Summer to sell used books in a 500-square-foot space in downtown Tempe. In 1978, they moved to Mill Avenue.
It was then being rebuilt by this new group of hippies who had businesses, and it became a little gold mine. It was unique. It was different than anything else that you could find anyplace else.
In the 90s, things started changing for Changing Hands.
Well, we were victims of our own success.
National chains began eyeballing Mill Avenue, and Bob Summer says landlords increased rents.
And the independents started disappearing one after the other after the other.
I can help the next customer.
In 1998, Changing Hands settled into its current location, a shopping center at McClintock Drive and Guadalupe Road.
There we go. All right.
The bigger space means more books.
Brings your total down to 7647.
More activities for kids.
Yellow. Yeah, it's a yellow crayon.
And more author events.
Hi, guys.
In the New York publishing world, Changing Hands has a reputation for filling seats and selling books. The company attracts diverse authors like former presidents Jimmy Carter and Barack Obama, Hollywood stars like Jamie Lee Curtis and Neil Patrick Harris, and musicians like Linda Ronstadt and Billy Idol.
I love you, Billy!
It's just amazing when that happens. The people who are there are just wowed. Sometimes they're almost floating off the floor just being in the presence of somebody like that.
Those experiences stalled in 2008.
The recession kicked our butts.
Shanks says they avoided layoffs by cutting back hours and getting the landlord to reduce rent.
Need a bag for those?
Yes.
For 2 years, they struggled. Then, as the economy rebounded, Changing Hands started feeling a different kind of pressure.
We were asked all the time to open a store in Phoenix.
Co-owner Cindy Dash says they asked the community to prove how much they wanted it. Through a crowdfunding campaign, Changing Hands set a $60,000 goal to help build a store at the former Beef Eaters restaurant at 3rd Avenue and Camelback Road. Bob Summer says they got $90,000.
We had some authors that had been at the store multiple times, that in a way we had helped promote and to national level, and they just showed their appreciation by kicking it back to us, and that was so heartwarming.
The Phoenix store is part of an adaptive reuse project. Two original fireplaces from the 1960s create cozy gathering spots. Customers can touch the original Queen Creek adobe brick walls and lean on the original redwood while sitting at the bar. Yes, there's a wine and beer bar. It's called First Draft.
Just last night, I was listening to somebody explain our name to somebody else, you know, a customer, saying, don't you get it? It's like a first draft of a novel.
As Cindy Dash prepares for the Phoenix store's 5th anniversary next month, she's looking ahead.
As long as we keep our focus on being a community gathering space and being profitable and being fair wages, and we do all those things and we intersect them, that we have a long future ahead of us.
You have a wonderful day.
You too.
The future will include customers like B.B. Axelrod, who chooses to support local businesses. She's been shopping at Changing Hands since it opened.
I've always encouraged people to come here because this is a great place.
Well, you were the last one to survive.
Roma's Cafe. And
as customers and employees share memories.
Yeah, boy.
Bob Summer and Gail Shanks contemplate cutting back. But even after 45 years, neither is ready to say goodbye.
It's become an institution in a way, but it's become an institution that's owned by the community.
This is great.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
For doing it.
And I think there can't be any bigger legacy in my mind than a business creating a place that people love so much that they call it their own. It's my bookstore.
Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.